Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars. And we bring them to you today here on the C2P. We have a fantastic guest hailing from Ferris State. He just had his pro day the other day, and he knocked the thing out of the ballpark in one of the better pro days that you're going to come across. But with that said, Brady Shelton, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. Brady, we appreciate you stopping by. Can you believe you got your pro day wrapped up? And how nice was it to get such a good result and also just get that big day behind you as a success?
Hey, how's it going, Bo? Thanks for having me. It feels great, man. It's a lot of anticipation going into the pro day and all the training that takes place beforehand. So it's good to just get that off my chest, you know?
Definitely. And I'm curious. I mean, we'll get into your pro day numbers, but they were phenomenal. But, I mean, that athleticism that you were able to show a few days ago, I mean, growing up, were you always the better kid, the better athlete? I mean, if Brady Shelton was playing Pop Warner, were you the kid scoring maybe 4 or 5 touchdowns a game?
At first, yes. I was a running back for the Novi Bobcats, and I was a little bit of the bigger kid, younger. And it's kind of – my success has kind of gone up and down as far as from, you know, when I started until now. You know, I was kind of bigger early on, and then in high school I was kind of the smaller guy, and it wasn't until the end of high school I hit a little growth spurt. I really didn't stop growing until last year, actually.
Well, that's nice you keep them growing. I'm curious, I mean, how do you kind of, you know, evolve and kind of emerge as a defensive force that you are? I mean, I'm sure you played multiple positions growing up between junior high and high school, but kind of how did you find yourself in that linebacker-type role?
I came in as a safety. I was recruited by Dwayne from Ferris State, the defensive coordinator, and he was actually there before the Nice coaching staff, but he saw the potential. I mean, I actually didn't get looked at by any other schools besides Ferris. They're the only ones that gave me an opportunity, gave me a little scholarship. But they brought me in as a safety, and it wasn't until 2013 that they thought it'd be a little bit better putting me as a linebacker position. So, yeah.
And then the rest is history, and obviously you've knocked that out of the ballpark, and obviously you're about a month away from finding out where you may land in terms of the NFL draft, and that has to be an exciting time. So, I mean, you go under the radar, basically. Ferris State is the only team that gives you some opportunity. I mean, once you arrive on a college campus, you're there. I mean, when do you kind of get the mindset that, you know what I'm doing on Saturdays, it may transcend to a Sunday afternoon? How do you get that mindset that you have the skill set to kind of take it to the next level?
Well, I've always had the desire and the dream to play in the NFL. I would say the passion has grown a lot more in college. In high school, I didn't really, you know, have the opportunity to have all these schools looking at me. The NFL was a pipe dream and didn't really come into fruition until like the last couple of years where I really thought this could actually happen. And so, I don't know, just having that, you know, that positive outlook and just thinking highly of myself and kind of giving myself a little confidence throughout the years, I've realized, you know, this could actually happen, and with my size and my speed, anything's possible.
Definitely. Once again, Brady Shelton here on the C2P. We talk some NFL draft with the Ferris State standout as he prepares for this next level. And we have a lot to talk about with this young man because he really brings a lot of excitement to the table. And he's an intriguing prospect, especially from a small school. You're not going to find many small school guys as talented and as legit as today's guest. For you, I mean, kind of talk about what makes you special. I mean, you know, I mean, if you're in the film room, your scouts, they're breaking down tape of you. I mean, what are those intangibles to the position that you think they're going to kind of fall in love with?
I think initially they would first see my height and my length as, you know, something that would just set me apart from someone else. And then secondary, my speed, I would just say my ability to close on, you know, ball carriers and wide receivers and just, you know, my size and speed, I would say. And then thirdly, I'd probably say my hitting ability.
Ah, nice.
So,
does anything go unnoticed, Brady? I mean, I asked this question to, because we do pass this off to scouts and coaches. I knew they do like listening to the show. I mean, is there anything that film can't reveal in terms of, you know, leadership qualities, maybe game film study, maybe you're a weight room warrior? I mean, what are some of the things that they won't be able to see on tape, but they definitely need to know because it's a big bonus for you?
Sure. Yeah, I would say transition between the different years. I've had, you know, 5 D coordinators come in the 5 years I played at Ferris State, and I would, you know, every D coordinator had a different defense, which made it a little bit difficult to adjust. So maybe something that would go unnoticed would probably be the transition from my junior year to my senior year. If you were to check out my junior film, you know, I'm more of in a run first situation as a linebacker at the outside linebacker position, and where, you know, it was a little bit difficult coming into my senior year. I was in a pass first situation at the strong safety. I don't know if it played really well to my strengths. So, and I guess something that would go unnoticed maybe would be the technique I was playing. I was in a freeze read technique. So I'd have to, you know, wait a couple seconds after the ball was snapped to, you know, really we were coached up to do this freeze read technique to defend against the RPO, the run pass option, and to shut that down. But I really liked being in the 4-3. I was way more comfortable than the 4-2-5. It was actually a tough transition at first in the beginning of my senior year, but I was able to get more comfortable later on in the season. But, yeah, I guess that would go unnoticed. Would probably be that freeze read technique my senior year. If you're looking at my film, you're probably wondering, well, why is that guy not moving in the first couple seconds of the play? But really, it was, you know, just the job I was told to do, and, you know, it was just the role I was playing, so I was doing the best I can. So
definitely, you know, I mean,
yeah,
the coaches require and ask you to do something, and you got to do it. I mean, that's part of being a team player. How hard of adjustment was that? Like, because, you know, you're kind of comparing your junior year compared to your senior year, and, you know, obviously, you know, junior year kind of gets you so much, you know, that kind of gets you revved up for that senior, you know, platform. I mean, how difficult was it? I mean, I guess, did you ever get comfortable in that freeze read? And if so, I mean, how long did it take you? Because you read and react, and I think that's evident on your junior film. I mean, you can get diagnosed, and you immediately attack the ball. How hard was it, Brady, to kind of just take that slight pause and just be like, okay, I got to do the freeze read, and then I got to attack?
It was a pretty big adjustment, especially at first. Being used to taking, you know, the run read steps, you know, kind of being a downhill player in years past, especially my junior year, to having to be more patient and, you know, having to clean my cleats off and just having to stand there for a couple seconds to analyze the play before I can make a decision. Playing a little bit behind, like a little bit after the ball is snapped, that was definitely pretty tough. So, yeah, that's what I would say. It was definitely difficult at first, and I didn't really get comfortable until the end of the season.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Brady Sheldon here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of this show in its entirety, you always know it's free and available at iTunes under the Players Platform Show. You can also always check it out at Block Talk Radio. Just simply type in his name, and then we'll be having his full draft bio at CollegeToPro.com. We'd like to say it's going to be your one-stop and shop for everything you're going to know about Brady as he knocks this thing out of the ballpark moving forward. Do you get comparisons to anybody, or is there anybody you kind of look at the next level? And we know you're not saying, hey, I'm better than this guy, but just in terms of similarities, is there anybody that you kind of say, hey, when I see this guy in the NFL, I kind of see some of the things I would like to do and I think I can do in this guy?
Honestly, when someone sees me, they don't think of me as an outside linebacker, safety, hybrid. They immediately come up to me and say, oh, you're a tight end. Oh, you're a quarterback. Oh, you're a wide receiver. They don't necessarily, you know, say, oh, you fit the profile of an outside linebacker or a defensive back. So that's never really the case. But I don't know. No one really pops up in my head because there's not many people that I would say in the NFL that are, you know, 6'5 and that have that speed at the outside linebacker position. So, no one that really pops up in my head that I could say I could compare to just based off of my size and speed. kind of, that's what sets me apart.
Yeah, definitely. And the folks out there listening, if you're not familiar, I mean, what, about 6'5", 220, and I believe, what, you ran a 4.49 at Pro Day?
Yep. Yeah, some of the guys had me 4.47, 4.49. I think the 4.49 stock, but, yeah, around there.
Definitely, yeah. And, you know, I do Pro Day, so like I said, I mean, you got about, you know, depending on how many people are there, you can have 30. I mean, obviously, you're going to have 30 different, you know, watches going off, and basically you're going to have pretty much 30 different times. So it's kind of a, you know, you kind of trust your own trigger hand. But like I said, sometimes you do fail. That's why you rely on them other numbers. And obviously, I mean, kind of share through us, I mean, your other numbers, because, I mean, I know you had your vert, your broad jump. I mean, fantastic numbers on those. What were those?
They had me at a 10.5 on the broad, which was my personal best, which I was really happy I was able to do at the pro day. And I got 37 inches on the vertical, which I've reached higher before, but to do it and, you know, on that stage was really good for me. I was really happy with that. And one thing I think I was the biggest thing I was frustrated with was my, I've been at around 20 reps, 21 reps. I got 19 on Monday at the pro day, but I didn't lock out, so they docked me 4 and 15 stuck. So that was a little frustrating, actually. So then that was the first event, so I kind of had to just keep a positive attitude and keep going for the rest of the day.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny is being around, you know, a lot of pro days and being around guys who just got done lifting, even at the combine. I mean, people think it's just you going up and putting up, you know, reps, but I mean, You know, the people counting you out really kind of dictates a lot of terms of performance and if they're going to allow you to get it. So I don't want to get off base on it, but it is an intriguing thing when you think about it. And obviously you kind of know going through it. How did you get ready for Pro Day? I mean, who helped you kind of get these crazy numbers that you put up besides you doing the hard work? But I mean, did you go somewhere and do some combine prep? How did you kind of get ready for this?
Oh, yeah. It was an easy decision for me and my agent to send me to Total Performance. It's led by Jim Kilbasso, my guy. I couldn't say enough about him. There was a big group of us that were working out there leading up into our pro days. A lot of, you know, GLIAC guys, some MAC guys, some of the Michigan guys. And it was great having Jim, Nate, Matt, and the guys over there. It was super educated, and every person is, you know, critiqued individually. I'd have to give big props to Jim and those guys for just, you know, helping me out and, you know, getting me where I got on Monday.
Once again, Brady Sheldon here on the C2P. Brady, I can't believe we're almost out of time. It's been a fantastic show. But before we let you go, we do like to always throw some lighthearted questions your way to kind of just get some laughs. You ready to take a shot at some of those?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Now, it could be you or a teammate at Ferris State. Who had the most bizarre nickname and how'd they get it?
Most bizarre nickname. I don't know if these are radio appropriate, so I have to think really hard for the radio appropriate ones. I don't know, but I would say some of the D linemen are probably the goofiest guys, and they definitely have some of the more wild nicknames, but I definitely can't share them over the air. I would say
that's fine.
The D linemen. Got some funny ones.
I like it. How about this one, man? How about female celebrities? If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to take to dinner?
Oh, probably couldn't do that. I've been with my girlfriend, Tori, for a couple of years. There are some pretty decent-looking celebrities, but, no, probably get in trouble for answering that one.
Now, when you guys remain true to the word, I always ask now, if we had Tori on the show and I asked Tori, male celebrities, do you think she'd be like, no, Brady's my man? Or do you think, like, I might take so-and-so out for a quick bite to eat?
Knowing her? Oh, no, she's going to say she's only going to take me out. Yeah. No,
there you go.
She knows.
That's what I want to hear. And then a final question before we wrap up the show. We've been working with Eric Dorsey, the man behind the scenes at Illustrative Creations. He paints and puts the ideas and the themes on your shoes. If you could have anything sprayed on your shoes, your cleats, what kind of idea would you want on there?
Wait, could you repeat that one again? Sorry about that.
Oh, no problem at all. He puts the paint jobs, you know, like the ideas, the themes, you know, like Odell Beckham had the paint job on his spikes. If you could have anything on your spikes, what would you want on there?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm a patriotic guy, American flag, tribute to the troops, something along those lines. You can't really go wrong with that. And it's, you know, always gives me the chills to think about the men and women, you know, fighting for our country. So probably along those lines. That's actually a good question. I like that idea.
Excellent stuff. Well, hey, Brady, man, I can't wait to find out where you land. Keep grinding. I'm sure you're going to have some visits and workouts coming
Appreciate
up privately
it.
With teams because it's a well-deserved effort. But, man, hey, we always like to stay humble, stay healthy, and be blessed, my man.
Hey, thanks for having me, Bo. Take care.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Brady Sheldon, the standout Ferris State stud. I'm telling you what, guys, this is a faulty prospect. He's saying it now. What's the date today? I really don't know because I'm so busy. But with that said, mark my words, you go back and check out the tape. I've caught a lot of it. I'm going heavy on this one. Once again, Brady Sheldon here on the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.